Good morning, brothers. Good morning. Is it working now? Thank you. It's always a joy to be a part of your chapel hour. I would like to invite you to turn your Bibles to Exodus chapter 13. Chapter 20, verse 13. But before I read this verse, let me first read the prologue to the Ten Commandments, verses 1 and 2. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And then, verse 13 says, Thou shalt not kill. Please join me in prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, oh please, grant me the unction of Thy Holy Spirit, that I may be able to preach to the glory of Thy Son, who is the living Word. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Thy sight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. In this message, I will focus on the physical aspect of the sixth commandment. This commandment requires the preservation of our lives and the lives of others. Note, however, that this commandment does not prohibit self-defense, capital punishment, or what we would call lawful war. But with these exceptions in mind, it certainly forbid us to harm our bodies and the bodies of others. And we can also say that here by implication, God is telling you and me to take care of our bodies. And that's our theme in this message, take care of your body. And under that theme, there are two things that we're going to consider, actually two questions that we're going to answer. Here's the first one. Why should we take care of our bodies? And then second, how should we take care of our bodies? So first of all, why should we take care of our bodies? Let me give you two reasons. And here's the first one. Because God created our bodies. We read in the prologue to the Ten Commandments, and God spake all these words. And who is this God who spoke all the words of the law? This is the God who created the heaven and earth. This is the same God who created you and me, who created our body and soul in His image. And so, by introducing Himself as Elohim, God is reminding His covenant people that He is their Creator. God is saying to them, as it were, I am the God who created your body. Therefore, thou shalt not kill. Therefore, do not harm your body and the bodies of others. I created your body in my image. That body of yours bears my image. And on that basis, respect that body. You see, when you disregard your body, you disrespect the God who created that body. Your body is the crowning work of God's creation. Thus, treat that body as special. It is the excellent, magnificent work of God's hands given to you and me. And now God is telling us, on that basis, I want you to take care of that body, which is my work. You see, the way we treat our body can be an indicator of the level of our appreciation for our Creator. Think about that. And so, with love, I would like to ask you this simple question. Do you value your body? How do you treat that work of God given to you? Second reason. So why? Take care of this body. Because God delivered your body. Again, we read in the opening words of the Exodus chapter 20, God says there, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And really what God is saying there is this. He's talking to His covenant people, to the Israelites. I have delivered you from the power of Pharaoh. You are no longer under his dominion. You are now free. Remember when you were in Egypt, the Egyptians, they abused your bodies. They forced you to work beyond your limitations. They afflicted, they tortured your bodies without pity. But out of my abundant mercy, I have brought you out of that slavery. And now, I want you to take care of that body. Do not kill. Do not injure your body. Do not harm that body which I've delivered. And so again, with love, I would like to ask you, do you take care of your body? Do you honor God in your body? Oh, probably you're saying silently in your heart, well, I'm not a Hebrew. God did not deliver me from Egypt. True. But did you not receive a far better kind of deliverance in Christ? Did not God redeem you from the curse of the law? Did He not grant you deliverance from the power and penalty of sin? And now, God is telling us, in light of that deliverance that we have received from God in Christ, glorify me in your body. And that's precisely the point of the Apostle Paul when he says to the Corinthian believers in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Two quick observations from that passage. First, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Think about that. Let that truth penetrate your mind. as you are listening to me, God is dwelling in your body. He dwells there and He makes that body His temple. A place set apart for worship. And so in a sense, we do not go to the place of worship. We bring the place of worship with us whenever we worship God on Lord's Day. Think about that. This is a place of worship. And don't we want to have a presentable place of worship? And for that reason, we hire a janitor, a caretaker, just to make sure that this place is well maintained, presentable, clean, when we gather for worship. Now, how about this? Are we maintaining this temple of the Holy Spirit? Are we taking care of this place of worship? And then second observation. Jesus bought your body. Now take note, not just your soul. Sometimes we think that Jesus died only for our body. I mean for our soul. My friend, His blood was not just shed for our soul, it was also shed for our body. And so that body does not belong to us anymore. The ownership belongs to Jesus Christ. And Paul says, in light of this truth, glorify God in your body. You see that indicative and then imperative. Indicative, this body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. This body has been bought by Jesus with His precious blood. Imperative, honor God, glorify God in that body. And we see that same pattern in the Ten Commandments. You have the indicative, the prologue to the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord thy God. I have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. On that basis, thou shalt not kill, or positively, you shall take care of your body. I understand this is one message that we probably don't want to hear because of this wrong view that God is only concerned with our body. I mean with our soul, and therefore we tend to neglect this body. But that's wrong. Don't we wait for the resurrection of our bodies? Jesus cares also for our bodies. Second, how should we take care of our bodies? Well, we can learn from the Westminster Larger Catechism. Question 136. What are the sins forbidden in the sixth commandment? Answer. The sins forbidden in the sixth commandment are, listen now please, immoderate use of meat, drink, labor, and recreations. And so, to take care of our bodies, we need to avoid, first of all, immoderate eating. Immoderate, excessive eating. I was reading this article by Harvard Health Publications or Harvard Medical School. Obesity in America, what's driving the epidemic? The writer says, obesity is a complex problem that scientists are still struggling to understand. However, changes in the nature of work, leisure time activity, and changes in what and how much we eat are the most significant contributing factors to the explosion of obesity in America. Diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease are the most obvious consequences of obesity. But other results range from cancer, arthritis, and depression to kidney stones and fatty liver disease. And I'm afraid that obesity also exists among the ministers of the gospel because of laziness, addiction to food and drink, and lack of discipline. Someone came to me saying, I find it hard to listen to a preacher who talks about spiritual disciplines when, in fact, he cannot discipline his own body. And so I urge us, for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ, let's take care of this body. Let us not jeopardize our integrity and credibility in the pulpit because of our lack of discipline, because of our disregard to take care of this body. Immoderate eating. And the Westminster Larger Catechism also adds immoderate drinking. Maybe some of you are addicted to coffee or soft drinks or soda or wine. That's a form of sin. How about immoderate working, excessive working? One writer said, many people confuse hard-working people with workaholics. Workaholism means that you value work over any other activity, even when it negatively affects your health and family, as well as the quality of your work. On the other hand, there are many people who put in long hours but still give back to their loved ones and enjoy outside activities when they have free time. These people are hard workers, not workaholics. There is a very serious distinction between the two. But the point that I want to make is this. Are we overworking at the expense of our health? You know, sometimes we are quick to condemn those who are practicing abortion. We say that they murder the lives of those unborn babies. True. But how about us? Perhaps we are silently killing our own bodies because of undiscipline, addiction, and laziness. Do we eat? Do we drink? Do we work in moderation? Again, please don't get me wrong. I'm not promoting laziness. Trust me, I want us to work hard. But again, not at the expense of your own health. And let us not separate our soul from our body. You know, God is not platonic. The two are so close to each other that the condition of your body can affect the condition of your soul, and conversely, the condition of your soul can affect the condition of your body. The condition of your body, of your health, can affect your family and your ministry. And so for the sake of your children, for the sake of your wife, church, pay attention to this body. John the Beloved wrote to Gaius, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. There you see John the Beloved concerned with the health of his friend. And so in summary, how are we to take care of our bodies? Again, we can learn from the Westminster Catechism here, larger catechism, question 135. What are the duties required in the sixth commandment? Answer, a sober use of meat, drink, physic, sleep, labor, and recreations. If I may give us a piece of advice, let me give you three pieces of advice. And let's try to be balanced. First, eat healthy food. You know that. But sometimes we forget it. Eat healthy food. Jonathan Edwards, in his resolution, or one of his resolutions, said, I am resolved to maintain the strictest temperance in eating and drinking. He would not allow his body to be in bondage to food and drink. We should be controlling the food that we eat and not let the food control us. Second, exercise regularly and do it for the sake of your soul. As I've said, your body and soul are so close to each other, inseparable. Paul wrote to Timothy, bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. You know, the basic teaching that we can glean from this verse is that physical exercise has value. Yes, small compared to spiritual exercise, but it does have value. One version puts it this way, physical exercise has some value, but spiritual exercise is valuable in every way. I tell you, and based on my own experience, sometimes I say, no, I'm not going to the gym. I'm not going to exercise. I'm very busy. But once I go to the gym, at the end of my exercise, I would always say, I'm glad I went. And it helps me. You can think clearly, more clearly. It helps. It has benefits. Trust me. Trust Paul here. And then thirdly, so eat healthy food, exercise regularly, and then ensure enough sleep. This body needs sleep. We need to rest. We're not machines. We get tired. Jesus also rested. He encouraged his disciples to rest. And how come that we think that we are invincible, that we don't get tired? We get tired. And we have to humbly realize this. And ask God to help us and say, Lord, help me to be balanced. And let's do this in response to what God has done for you in Christ. Thou shalt not kill, or put positively, take care of your body in response, in view of what I have done for you. I have brought you out of the land of Egypt. I have delivered you from the dominion of sin. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this challenge that thou hast given to us. Lord, we all stand guilty before thee. Oh Lord, forgive us for neglecting these bodies that thou hast so graciously given to us. Lord, we want to pray with Paul that Christ may be magnified
in our bodies, whether it be by life or by death. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.